We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Pei Omad Aleph, and we're starting two lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah, Eim Megadlim HaMedaka in Eretz Yisrael, but we learned in the Gemara that if it's for Yontif, you're allowed to buy it and keep it 30 days at least until Yontif, but after Yontif, you cannot keep that HaMedaka anymore. So Shaul Talmid of Rabbi Gamil, Maul Gadol, are you allowed to raise these HaMedaka, these sheep and goats, in Eretz Yisrael, Amalahem, Mutter, it's Mutter. Vatanan, Fek Gemara, how can we say it's Mutter? Vatanan, it says the Mishnah, Eim Megadlin. Even though Gemil is a Tana, you could argue on a Mishnah, but it's not Mastavra that the Mishnah said Stoma, didn't bring down our Gemil sheet at all. Vatanan, Eim Megadlin, you cannot raise Behemadaka. Elohaka Barlo Mune, this is what they asked him. Ma'u Lishais, and Fi Rashi, Shiloh was, are you allowed to have a Behemadaka even more than 30 days, and even not Litzayach Regal, if I tie it up? Our Mishnah says you can't raise Behemadaka. It means I can't have Behemadaka in my backyard. I cannot have that. I'm not allowed to raise Behemadaka. What about if I buy Behemadaka and I tie it to my bed? Could I have it? That was a Shiloh. Amlehem, it's Mutter. The law says that's Mutter. Well, Vashla Tetzav Terebeida. Don't let it go out and graze with the cattle. That is also to do. The Lakosha Bekari Amita, you tie it Bekari Amita. So it comes to Rav Gamil's arguing on the Gemara before, and the Rabbanon hold, Eim Megadlim HaMedaka, we had the only time it's Mutter, only is the four Yontif, but he, as Bryce said before, Rav Gamil argues in those Tanoim, and he holds that it's Mutter as long as you tie it to the bed. We're not worried it might snap and run away. As long as you tie it, you watch it well, there it's arguing on the Rabbanon, and holds Mutter. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos argues, Tosfos learns the opposite. There's even more machmir that holds that even those 30 days, you have to make sure to tie it to your bed. And so machmir, just explaining it more, he's not really arguing. But Dakpanam, we're learning like Rashi's pshat, that he's arguing on the Rabbanon. He holds that you let it keep it even more than 30 days, and even not for the regal, as long as you tie it up. There was a certain chassid who had a heart problem. Ganech, he was just screaming because of the pain in his heart. He couldn't catch his breath. The shoal arrived and they asked the doctors, what should he do about the sickness? He asked the nurse goat's milk straight from the goat, warm goat's milk, every morning. Every morning, they brought him a goat. They tied it to his bed. Every morning in Shacharis, he took a drink, he nursed, and that's how he kept himself healthy. His friends came in to visit him. See a goat tied to the bed. They jumped back. There's a list of mezuyim here. That you're not allowed to have a goat. You're not allowed to raise goats in Eretz Yisrael. And the halacha is that the reason is because it might eat from other people's fields and it's a problem. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So list of mezuyim I see over here. We're going in to visit him. Yoshvu Batku, and they taka checked into this chassid, he was taka called a chassid. The only avera they found by him is this avera of this goat. I have no averas, besides that averas, that was over on my friend's dvarim. So it's before you from this Gemara, what do you mean? Because here he had someone to hold like him. He held like, if you're asking, it's very good smack. He held like Rabbi Gamil. Rabbi Gamil holds, as long as you tie it to the bed, it's mutter to have Behemadaka. It's only argued on the Rabbanon. If, the, like Tosfos, a little more shvel, if Tosfos, no one held like this chassid. What's lost in Shavart Adivir Chavera? You are over on the whole takana. But according to Rashi, it's more geschmack that he was over on the Chacham, but Rabbi Gamil attacked a learned like him. Now the only shayla is, was Kuk Nefesh Lecher, what's the whole time? What's his Avera? It's Kuk Nefesh Lecher. Huh? Right, so he's saying a Kasha and a Teretz. He has a Kasha, Kuk Nefesh, he says a Teretz. So the Masha says, like you, the Masha says, he has a Kasha, he says, the Yeshua Dakhtek, Maya Oven Zeh Kol Kachach Shech Ziru HaMevakrim or Levakrim, they want to visit him, Kimin Shli Osa Kain El Mishun Rufua. So he answers, V'efshe Shoye Chol She'ing Bay Sakonav, Lo Hilat Tiru Lasmai. He was a chosh and a sakon, he should not have a matter for himself, and therefore was a tain on him. Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Bali Batim, Shavagol Elyon, Hoye Beis Abba, says, my father was from the Bali Batim in the upper Galilee. Why was that community Chorv destroyed? Shayimarin Becharshim, the two things they did wrong. First of all, they were marin Becharshim. They used to let the behemoths graze in the forest, and we'll see what's wrong with that in a second. V'donin dinim mamonis biyachid, and they paskin dinim mamonis, but with the yachid, even though you need three, they did it biyachid, which is also. It's only also when the baladim don't agree. Baladim agree, they could agree to have one person paskin. If they don't agree, you're not allowed to use one person for the dying need three. And they did these two things wrong. Because of that, the community was charev. And even though what's the problem? The forest was near the house, and they didn't go into other people's fields. What's the problem? The halacha is that a forest is not a problem, I guess, like the Gemara says before and later on, that you're allowed to have the behemoths graze in a forest. The answer is, there was a small field in between them and the forest, and they let the behemoths go there, and because of that, they ate from other people's fields, and that was a taina on them, and because of that, it was charev. Tanu Rabbanan. Roya she'asa tshuva, a roya that he has a lot of his own behemoths, he has a lot of behemoth daka, and he wants to do tshuva. The halacha is now megadol behemoth daka, so he wants to do tshuva. So what do you do? You take away all the behemoth daka at once? No, because it's been hard to do tshuva. Then what do you do? You're not mechayev to sell all of his cattle at once. Let him sell it slowly, and therefore he shouldn't have a big loss. He sells his behemoth daka slowly. We're not allowed to raise dogs, not allowed to have dogs or chazirim anywhere. So here a ger, that from his father who was a guy, he's Yerush's father, and he was Yerush klovim v'chazirim, the halacha is that you're not going to sell right away, you sell one at a time. Someone makes a neder, he's going to buy a house. Now, it's shol, it could be, means that's what it's a mitzvah. V'lokach isha, v'likach isha v'eretz shol, and to marry isha v'eretz shol. He's in a, the word shol, maybe he's going back on dira. He's going to buy a house v'eretz shol and marry isha, both mitzvahs. So it's really a nedel dvar mitzvah, l'char is a bal ta'achar, you have to do it right away. Ve'im mechayev ma'is l'likach miyad. You're not mechayev him to buy the first house he sees. Ach yimta es ha'igenes lo, until he finds one that's proper and royu for him. U'maisa v'isha achas, shoyis v'no meitzah lo. There was a story of a certain Isha that her son was bothering her. She was a single mom, and her son was driving her crazy. The kavtsa v'nishba, and she got up and swore, "Kol misha yavoi, any person that asks me to marry me, I'm not going to send them away." The kavtsa lev ne'obshem agonim, and people who were not so good jumped to marry her. Even though she made a shvua, she meant someone who was royu and proper for her, and not any person who wants to marry her. Kashem she'omru, another halacha, Kashem she'omru, ain't megadlam hemadaka, just like the halacha is, you're not allowed to raise behemadaka, which is the, not the behemagasa, you're not allowed to raise behemadaka, which is sheep, goats, and the like. Kach omru, ain't megadlam chayadaka, the same thing, not only behemoths, a chaya also, chayadaka also is usher to raise those animals. Rishmol Omer, what's the example of chayadaka? Rashi says, a deer or fox, those are smaller chayas, and that's also usher to megadol them as well. You're not allowed to megadol deer, just like you're not allowed to megadol goats and sheep. There's a small aimer that there are certain chayas that you could be megadol. Megadol klovim kufrim. Klovim kufrim, Rashi's tupshotim, either means small dogs or big dogs that are just used for trapping and they don't bite anyone. They're not mazik. The chatulim is cats, the mutter to megadol cats. The kaifim is monkeys. The chulda is sinam, and weasels found in the thorns. These all mutter to megadol them. Why? You need them to clean the house from mice. They're good for the mice, and therefore you need these dogs, cats, monkeys, and chulda is sinam. My chulda is sinam, what are these small weasels? Omer Rav Yehuda, sharza charza. It's called a sharza charza. Charza could be a lotion of the loins, like the waist, because they have very skinny feet, and therefore you can see the waist. Sharza charza. You can have a charza. A lotion is charza. The katini shakye, they have skinny feet. V'raya beini verdini. And they're found between the thorns, or the thorns, or the roses. Umay sharza. Why are they called the sherets? Mesoya shake, because they're low. They're very low to the ground. Therefore, they're called the sherets. they look like a little bit like a sharetz. Even though they're an animal, they look a little bit like a sharetz because they have small feet. They're skinny feet and small feet, and they're very low. Omrei Yudom Arab, Asinu Atzmeinu Bebavel Keretz Yisrael Behemadaka. Just like in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to be gadol behemadaka. The same thing when it comes to Bavel. Even though there's no mitzvah, it's Eretz Yisrael Bavel. But since Bavel had Rav Yidin at a certain time, when the Takana was made, it was already Rav Yidin. So Rashi says, Shmeyoyim Golos Yichonya Rabu Shom Tamidim, Mesiyah Shom Yishu Kavua. There's a Yishu Kavua of Yidin over there. And therefore, it's like Eretz Yisrael, and they have the same Takana. They're not Megadol Behemadaka because they eat in people's fields, and there's a big damage, and people are not going to move there, and therefore we made at the corner, you should not raise Behemadaka. That's who the same Rab. Why do you have a Behemadaka? What's Pshat on you? I know you have a Behemadaka. What's Pshat? My wife Chayva watches it. And this is similar to like the story before, and Rabbi Gamil before Shita, that if you watch it, you could have it. You tie it to the tree, you tie it to the bed. But Rav Ada was not happy with this. He gave him a klala. He said that your wife should bury her kids. Kulish shni the Rav Ada Bahava, all the years Rav Ada Bahava, like Chayim Zal Ravuna, Mechayva. Ravuna did not have children from Chayva because of this klala. Rashi says, because you're shaymech on your wife. She can't watch it. She's not doing a good job, and therefore he held as a tiny Rav Huna. Igadamri, there's another version of this story that Rav Huna himself said this halacha. Om Rav Huna, Om Rav, Asinu Atzmenu Bebavel Keretz Yisrael Behemadaka Michi Asa Rav Lebavel. When Rav came to Bavel, that is when it was a lot of Yidden moved in. Most of Yidden moved in. And therefore, at that time, they made themselves like Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi says, and that's why when Rav came to Bavel, that's when this halacha took place. I'm not sure if it's an answer to the discussion before. It's a new version of the story. But before it said that Rav Huna had this behemadaka. Could be the reason is because it was before Rav came to Bavel. It's not Mustavra, but because he's a Talmud of Rav, but maybe that would be Pshat. Rashi is another Pshat, what it means, also Rav the Bavel. Lishtachrina, who Bavel him that he taught it us when he saw Rav Yisrael. Not Pshat that the people came when Rav came, but Rav is the one who taught us this halacha. That's another Pshat, also Rav the Bavel. That's the second Pshat in Rashi. Zogti Moravait. Rav Vishmul Varav Asi. Iklu lebei Yeshua Shavua Haben. Rav Shmuel Rasi came to a simcha. They came to a bris. Shavua Haben means a bris, Rashi says, because it's after 7 days. Va'amri lo lebei Yeshua Haben. And some say it was a pidyon Haben. It was a pidyon Haben. It was a Yeshua Haben means when he gets redeemed. It was a pidyon Haben. And some have learned one of these things are Shalom Zachar, Ayin Yam Shishloima, Ayin other Svarim. The story they gave to us is that there were three gedolim and they had to go into the house. Who goes first? Rav le'al kamed Shmuel. Even though Rav was bigger than Shmuel, Rav did not go in front of Shmuel. We'll see why. We'll speak out why in a second. So Rav didn't want to go in front of Shmuel. And Shmuel, on top of my base, Shmuel le'al kamed Rav Asi. Shmuel did not want to go for Rav Asi because Rav Asi was bigger than Shmuel. And Rav Asi was the Talmud of Rav. So really the order is Rav, Rav Asi, Shmuel. But Rav didn't want to go in front of Shmuel. So we had a problem over here. Rav Asi lo alakamei the Rav, because Rav Asi was a Talmud of Rav. Amri ma nesrach, who should stay behind? So the Gemara says nesrach Shmuel. Shmuel is the one last. V'nesi Rav v'Rav Asi, and Rav and Asi are going first. So it was first Rav, then Rav Asi, and then Shmuel. Now v'nesrach Rav v'Rav Asi. Why isn't Rav Asi? Why isn't Rav Asi last? So the Gemara says, because really Rav was the biggest, but Rav milsa ba'amu da'avale l'shmuel m'shamahu ma'isa. Rav was just being careful with Shmuel because there was a certain story, the Latye, that one time Rav gave a curse to Shmuel, and therefore he wanted to make up for it, and he always gave Shmuel covered. So this was adabre Rav aleha. Therefore Rav was trying to be noye covered in Shmuel. What was the story? There was Shmuel was a big bucky in Refuah, and Rav had a very bad stomach ailment, and Shmuel gave Rav a certain regiment to make him, to cure him. And Rav didn't chap that Shmuel gave him this regimen because he wanted to heal him. So Rav cursed Shmuel and said he shouldn't have any sons. I think that was the klal he gave. L'maisa, it turned out Shmuel was doing this for his good, trying to cure him. So he felt bad afterwards, and therefore, he always gave him special covet. So Adahachi v'hachi, as they were waiting and discussing who should go first, which at the end of the day, Rav went first, then Rav Asi, then Shmuel, but Rav was trying to give cover to Shmuel, as they were waiting, Osa Shunra, a cat came, and Katel Yod Anuka, and bit off a hand of a little child. So Nafa, a cat, Nafa Rav Adarash, Chotul Mutu Lahargoy, you're allowed to kill a cat, not only are you allowed to kill it, but also have a cat. There's no gazel. There's no din hashavas aveda on this cat. So Gemara first analyzes these four things. Once you say you're allowed to kill it, you're allowed to kill it, so of course, also to mekayim it. So Gemara, no, it's not, that doesn't mean anything. You're allowed to kill it, but it's not also to have it around. Kamash v'lon, that it's also to have it around. Amri v'kivin de amrit einbei mishum gazel, mayni usuyem mishum hashav aveda. If there's no issa gazel, so I can even keep it. So what, of course, no din hashav aveda. L'bayelam aravina l'oiroi. The nafkamina is, l'oiroi, that's nafkamina for its a hide, for its skin, that if you find that it's dead, so then it's not dangerous anymore. So maybe then there's a din hashav aveda. Kamash v'lon, there's no din hashav aveda. Why takinat? Why is no din hashavas aveda on the skin? I can't kill anyone. Teretz is like a knas. We don't want anyone to have a cat around. So therefore, even if it dies and the skin, I want to return to the bialim, there's no heter for that because you want to make a knas on the owner. He shouldn't do such a thing again. Now, shouldn't have a cat again. Now, there's another one more question that it says, os l'kaimoy and emboy mishum gezel. So, if it's mutl harga, you're allowed to kill it, and you're not allowed to kaim it, then ain't b'mishum gezel. If you're allowed to kill it, obviously it's no gezel, because you're allowed to kill it. So what's, why didn't Mara ask that, Kasha? So Mara said, because it said mutl harga first. It says, first allowed to kill it, and then it says, ain't b'mishum gezel, that's not shver anymore. If we'd say, so here, no, his question is the opposite, that if it's no gezel, so obviously you're allowed to kill it. So it says, first you're allowed to kill it. And not only allowed to kill it, you're allowed to steal it also, And even though you're not killing it, you're allowed to steal it also. That's the Taisa speaks out. Taisa says Amar Rava. Taisa says Amar Ravina. Amar Ravina la Oyroi. Zog Taisa Shemotzo Meis Ein Chayav Hashav Asar. Veksas Teim Mekivin Hashmini Dein Boi Mishum Gezel. Once you say it's no Gezel, Lamai Yitzchein Had Mutal. What do you say it's Mutal Hargoi? No Gezel. There's something Ein Lachos Kivin Mitchila Kavan Mutal Hargoi. Since it said from the beginning that's Mutter to kill, that was the first thing he said. It's not fair that he added Mishum Gezel, which is more. So the four Lachos by a cat is you're allowed to kill it, you're allowed to Mekayim it. There's no gezel, and there's no nishavas aveda even on the ar. So what does it say over here? A cat is also the kaima. It's a pella because we have a brisa that's not like that. Meisvei, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Oimer, megadlin klovim kufrim. You're allowed to be megadlin, you're allowed to raise small dogs, klovim kufrim, v'katulim and cats, v'kaifim and monkeys, v'chuldei snom and small weasels. Because they clean the house from frogs, from achbarim, from mice. They clean the house from mice. So the kasha is, how do you say, how did Rav say that the chotel is osur? It's osur to have a cat around. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says it's mutter to have a cat to take care of the mice. Like kasha, haba ochma, haba chivra. It depends if it's a black cat or a white cat. The white cat is the one that's mu'ud lahazik. The black cat's fine. The white cat is mu'ud to mazik people. The story of Rav where he bit off the child's hand was a uchma, was a black one. It was the child of a white cat, and that's why it was so dangerous. Ravina had a shaila about a black cat ben a white cat. The boy Ravina uchma bar chivra mau. What's the halacha? Is that mutta to megadol or not? Kim boy le Ravina ba uchma bar chivra bar uchma. By a black cat. The son of a white, the son of a black, which is more a black cat family, there he had a shaila. But Maisa the Rav, where he said it was Osir, is Ba'uchma Bar Chivra Hava. It was a black, the son of a white and a white. It's really the white family, and therefore it's dangerous, and that's where he said his halacha, that's Osir to Megadol, those cats. So the bottom line is, even though it said he's Mutas Megadol a cat, take care of the mice, that is only if it's a black cat. If it's a white cat, it's Osir. And even a black one, if it's father and grandfather are white, it's for sure awesome. If the father is white and the grandfather is black, so it's really from the black cat family, maybe, there it's a shiloh because the father was white. There it's a shiloh if you let it keep it around.